Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
411 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Busy day today. We're going to, one thing we're going to be talking about in a few minutes. Another truck hit the graffiti bridge. I don't know if you're aware of that or not, Austin.
I found out about 5 minutes ago when you first told me.
We'll talk about that exactly, but it was a compounded wreck, actually. Okay, so here it is. I'll paraphrase it real quick here. The truck, it was a Ryder, one of those box trucks, yellow Ryder trucks, ran in, knocked the top off his truck, got stuck underneath, and while this was going on, a knucklehead proceeded to run into the back of the box truck. So we had a compounding. Well, we'll get into that in a few minutes. But right now, let's talk about the top three trending stories for your afternoon. Let's go ahead and do that.
Here's today's top three stories.
All righty. Governor DeSantis wants UWF to return a woke $800,000 a federal grant to train teachers. DeSantis said on Monday, no Florida college or university should be focused on social justice or woke ideology over a classroom education. The investigation uncovered UWF's activity engaged in training math and science teachers on how to promote social justice and cultural responsiveness in local classrooms. UWF officials are looking into those grants.
And your second top story today, apartments once again being planned for the Hawkshaw property in downtown Pensacola. At Monday's Community Redevelopment Agency board meeting, the members voted to approve the 2017 development agreement for the 2.2-acre block across Romana Street from Admiral Mason Park and Veterans Memorial Park. Unlike previous versions of the agreement, the city now has a buyback clause if the project fails to move forward.
Now, the third story, the Navy's increasing an effort to remediate the EPA standards in private well waters. This is near NAS Pensacola, Corey Station, Softly Field. The project has actually been in the works since 2019. In September, the Department of Defense set new policies that prioritize cleaning actions for federal drinking water. The Navy has already begun testing the water and alerting homeowners whose private wells may be affected. A meeting is scheduled this afternoon, St. Anne Catholic Church. It begins at 5 o'clock, and they're projected to last a couple of hours.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, this one should go without saying because we've already talked your ears off about it. But hey, it's just a reminder. The real ID deadline is tomorrow. The Trump administration says all states will need to comply by the May 7th deadline. Real ID, of course, is an enhanced security driver's license that will be needed to board any domestic airline flight in lieu of a passport. Some states are complaining of long lines at the DMV. Starting tomorrow, you'll also need a real ID compliant license to get on board in AS Pensacola.
I will tell you this. I went down to the Santa Rosa, South Santa Rosa DMV station today. Long lines.
Really?
There's a lot of folks in lines. Take care of the business. The deadline is tomorrow. Let me go ahead and touch on the box story because I know we'll start getting texts and tell us about it. So here we go. Another box truck crashing into the graffiti bridge on Monday. A yellow Penske rental truck was wedged underneath the span with its top ripped off. To compound the situation, a gray pickup truck then crashed into the rear of a Penske truck. PPD confirms the Penske truck first crashed into the bridge before it was hit by the pickup truck. The signs aren't working. I'm telling you, the warning signs just, and you know, we brought this to the mayor's attention, I mean, some 6 months ago or so.
Yeah.
Because when you come down 17th and you get ready to go underneath the graffiti bridge, you don't have time to look off to the right and read all the doggone signs.
Right.
They need to be in your face. And I thought that's what they were going to do, was going to have an overhanging type of signage thing with some sound effects or whatever that trucks would hit before they actually crashed into the span. We're going to try to get with the mayor on this one.
All right.
It's a continuing situation. It's got to be stopped because if you remember a couple of months ago, they found that some of the beams had shifted on the bridge.
That is true.
So let's take care of that. That's a very iconic structure and a very sought-after photo place in Pensacola.
Absolutely. And legislation on the way to Governor DeSantis' desk that will ban cell phones for the entire school day for elementary and middle school students. And once the bill is signed, it would go into effect for the next school year. Now, we were already aware of this, but we've since gotten some local input on the matter after Escambia County School Superintendent Keith Leonard talked with Channel 3. He says that he believes the new law will improve student behavior and mental health. And, well, you know, of course, once they've gotten past the initial withdrawals of the change. But some parents have expressed concern about their children not having access to call them in case of an emergency.
This is what Keith Leonard had to say.
We'll see how it interacts with our 36,152 students.
Very short, very sweet. We're going to see how it interacts
we'll see
with
how
our
it
students.
Goes.
There you go. We're going to flip the coin and see how it goes. It is 4:15. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. It's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups on North Davis Highway if you're traveling. Northbound towards I-10, there was an accident reported near that area that could be contributing to those backups there. Also have some on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive and on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard and Tiger Point. Last but not least, we do have an accident reported on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. We typically have backups there, but I doubt that accident report's helping. As for the weather, 78 degrees. It's going to be a low of 70 tonight with some rain chances bleeding into the evening. That will just be the tip of the iceberg. We've got rainfall chances on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Wednesday's high is going to be 80 with a low of 69.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, as of today, 1,300 fires burning in Florida with a total burn area of 57,000 acres. Today, the number of wildfires burning has jumped to 102, burning 3,300 acres in Florida. There are 23 counties under burn bans, almost one-third of the state's 67 counties. No, Northwest Florida counties are involved in the current burn ban roster.
And Florida is becoming the second state to ban fluoride in their public water supply. The bill comes just hours after Miami-Dade commissioners voted to overturn the Miami-Dade County mayor's veto. Health Secretary RFK Jr. says the mineral poses potential health risks. Florida is joining just Utah as the state's banning fluoride.
All right, 417 News Radio 92.3. A Florida man severely injured by a defective airbag has been awarded millions. Christian Goodwin has more for us.
Attorneys for Jose Hernandez say an accident he had while driving his 2005 Honda Civic in Miami in 2020 should have caused only minor injuries. But when the car's airbag inflator improperly exploded, a piece of metal shrapnel that was several inches long went into his right arm. Hernandez suing Takata Airbag Tort Compensation Trust Fund, which was created after mass recalls in the company's bankruptcy. A jury awarding him $3 million. According to regulators, the airbag company used ammonium nitrate to inflate the bags in a crash, but the chemical breaks down over time when exposed to high heat, leading to more severe explosions that can break apart a metal canister and send shrapnel flying. Those airbags linked to at least 28 deaths in the U.S. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
All right. Also, just want to let you know, in just about 10 minutes, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to Showtime. That is a presentation by the Pensacola Children's Chorus happening over the course of this weekend. What you can do to win those tickets and what the entire presentation entails coming up once again in just 10 minutes on News Radio 92.3.
Okay, 4:18 afternoon, everybody. Thanks a lot for having us on today. A bear is suspected of mauling an 89-year-old Florida man and his dog to death. Gary Baumgarten has more details.
The Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission says they were attacked on the man's property near Everglades City. Wildlife Commission officers scoured the remote area of Collier County for hours in search of the bear. Shots were then heard fired, and wildlife officers were seen pulling a dead bear from the nearby woods. If DNA testing confirms a bear killed them, it would be Florida's first recorded fatal bear attack. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And Austin, I want to add a little bit to this story here. I did a little bit of homework here. According to FWC records, the last 15 cases involving physical contact between a person and a bear in Florida involved dogs.
Really?
Between 2006 and February 2025, there were 42 bear attack cases in the state. Of those cases, 28 involved dogs. FWC recommends securing your garbage, pet food, as well as walking dogs on a short leash, especially in the evening time.
Yeah, yeah, because you do. You see videos of like a bear will stumble into a backyard or something and ends up getting into a fight with a dog.
Listen, I have them, and that was when I first living in Gulf Breeze. I live down towards the water, and we have a park down there. And one morning, I used to like to take my Yorkies down there. Yorkies are yappers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they talk a big game.
Yeah, yeah, they do, but you got to be real careful. So as I'm walking down, I see Mama and Cub down by the water, and I'm looking at my three yappers. I grab them and run the other way.
Absolutely.
Because they would go after the friggin' bear, let me tell you.
Yeah, no survival instincts.
And then who would lose? Me.
420.
I would get eaten by the bear.
You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll get a deep dive into some national headlines for you, and also got that pair of tickets that we're giving away to Pensacola Little Theater's Showtime. Once again, details on that coming up just about in just about 7 minutes now, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a one-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, if you're having to do maybe some traveling up to Newark, New Jersey, you better take along the patience button with you, because they're having a lot of problems at Liberty International up there. Sustained flight delays caused by air traffic control, staffing issues, runway construction, malfunctioning equipment, you name it, they're having a pretty rough time of it this week. Chad Pergam has more from New Jersey's Newark International Airport.
Democrats are seizing on these flight issues. They say the problems serve as an indicator light warning of trouble in government. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries flew out of Newark Liberty Airport traveling to Washington yesterday. Jeffries experienced what he characterized as a long delay. He blamed the Trump administration.
We do know that the Trump administration has decimated the FAA in a variety of different ways, and they've been doing this from the very beginning.
This comes on the heels of other delays at Newark. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy just unveiled a plan to hire 2,000 air traffic controllers. He intends to pay trainees more and streamline the hiring process.
And President Trump daring California Governor Gavin Newsom to run for president in 2028. Speaking from the Oval Office today, Trump initially said he doesn't think he'll be running, but then added, I hope he runs. Trump referred to Newsom as new scum.
All right. 424 News Radio 92.3. We are watching the money today. Hillary Barsky has the numbers along with the market's results.
Stocks finishing lower amid tariff concerns, and as comments from President Trump and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent provided little clarity as to whether any trade deals were in the works. The president's Oval Office meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney this afternoon did not produce any immediate results. Investors are also remaining cautious as the Fed kicks off its two-day policy meeting with a decision on interest rates Wednesday afternoon. The Dow winners, McDonald's, Salesforce, and Verizon. The Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, Amgen, and United Health. The Dow down 390 points, the Nasdaq lower by 155, S&P 500 down 43. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425, Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Insect Pest and Lawn. Get your yard spring ready with $100 off your first treatment with a new annual contract. Call Insect today. Looking at the roads here, got some backup still on Navarre Parkway. Traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Had an accident reported in that area that could be contributing to that congestion over there. Also have some on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. And we still got some congestion on North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. That's adding to some backups due to that accident report. Last but not least, we've got, you guessed it, another accident report. This is going to be on Mobile Highway, traveling northbound just past the intersection with Blue Angel Parkway. Got some slight backups there. As for the weather, 78 degrees, low of 70 tonight with increasing chances of showers that will bleed into your Wednesday. And this is just the first of several upcoming rainy days.
Okay, so we heard from Senator Jeffries and his version of the government being the culprit in this whole airport debacle. We just heard that. So let me get equal time here, if you don't mind. Let me bring in U.S. Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy as he discusses operational issues at Newark Liberty Airport.
Secretary Duffy told Fox's Martha McCallum the overhaul of air traffic control systems he plans to announce in light of Newark's issues has President Trump's approval and will be comprehensive.
Brand new radar systems. We need new radios. We need new sensors on tarmacs.
But as urgent as Duffy says it is, he adds it will also take time, as much as 4 years, for the retrofit. He says more controllers on the ground are also needed. Even so, Duffy says right now the system is safe.
But I go out 7 years, 5 years, 10 years. I'm not sure about that.
Money to fix the system must be appropriated by Congress. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
All righty, here's the dealio. I got a pair of tickets I'm giving away to Showtime, presentation by the Pensacola Children's Chorus. Today's tickets that we're giving away will be for Friday's showing. Pensacola Children's Chorus celebrates 35 years with Showtime 2025. This Friday, there will be performances at the Singer Theater. For information and tickets, you can visit PensacolaSings.org. But that's only if you're a loser. We're giving tickets out to winners today. All you got to do is be the first person to text into 850-437-1620. PLT, and I don't mean BLT, the sandwich. PLT for Pensacola Little Theater. First person to text in PLT to 850-437-1620 gets that pair of tickets.
All right, 428 News Radio 92.3. The Department of Defense is looking to scale back top leadership positions. Ryan Schmelz has the details.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth directing the military to cut 20% of active duty four-star generals and admirals, 20% of all general officers in the National Guard, and 10% of all other active duty generals. Hegseth has consistently argued the military has significantly more four-star generals than it did during World War II and believes the DOD has become less efficient in that time. The top Democrat on the Senate Armed Services Committee, Jack Reed, bashing the move, saying, quote, eliminating the positions of many of our most skilled and experienced officers without sound justification would not create efficiency in the military. It could cripple it. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And Canada's prime minister says his country is not for sale. While in the Oval Office with Prime Minister Mark Carney today, President Trump again floated the idea of Canada becoming the 51st state. He needs to let that go. He said it would lead to lower taxes and a free military for his people. Carney told Trump that there are certain prices of real estate not for sale, and that includes Canada, to which Trump replied, "Never say never."
You know, I just think he's trying to push some buttons sometimes.
Yeah, I think he knew when people got upset by him saying it, he's like, well, I'm just going to keep saying it.
I got you. Okay, listen, mortgage rates slightly higher today, remain below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily is reporting the average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage at 6.90%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage is around 6.22%. Hey, get this one. I love the Star things. Remember, we've all talked about watching the different meteor showers and things like that.
Right.
Well, any day now, a massive stellar blast could light up the night sky. Here we go. NASA confirmed. We are still not sure exactly when this is going to happen, but the T. Carinae Borealis, dubbed the Blaze Star, considered a once-in-a-lifetime event, is coming. When the nova finally does occur, it's not going to stay bright for very long, appearing for just a couple of days. Stargazers should have luck spotting it using the Big Dipper's handle to point right to the right part of the sky. That's where it's going to happen. The event is not predicted again for another 80 years or so. Coming up in less than 5 minutes, sports on News Radio 92.3.
News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump welcoming new Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney to the White House today. The two have been at odds over tariffs and Mr. Trump's call for our neighbor to our north to be the 51st U.S. state. Prime Minister pushing back.
As you know from real estate, there are some places that are never for sale.
Well, on trade, President Trump, he says he wants a friendship with Canada. The Supreme Court ruling the Trump administration's ban on transgender people in the military can go into effect while the challenges proceed. The decision overturns a previous court ruling. A
federal judge in Washington state blocked the ban, calling it discriminatory. But a majority of justices will allow the ban to be enforced as appeals courts consider the case. The court's three liberals, Justices Kagan, Sotomayor, and Jackson, would have kept the policy on hold.
Fox's Jared Halpern, America, is listening to Fox News.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to The Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Atlas Beverage Class, Toast of the Coast, Sushi Rolling Class, Mother's Day, the Craft Beer Festival, and Jackson's Spring Menu, all tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, Governor DeSantis wants UWF to return a woke $800,000 federal grant to train teachers. DeSantis said on Monday that no Florida college or university should be focused on social justice or woke ideologies over a classroom education. The investigation uncovered UWF's activity engaged in training math and science teachers on how to promote social justice and cultural responsiveness in local classrooms. UWF officials are looking into the grants.
Okay, and the second of the top three apartments are once again being planned for the Hawkshaw property in downtown Pensacola. At Monday's Community Redevelopment Agency board meeting, members voted to approve the 2017 development agreement for the 2.2-acre block across Romana Street from Admiral Mason Park and Vets Memorial Park. Now, unlike previous versions of the agreement, the city now has a buyback clause if the project fails to move forward.
In your third and final top story this afternoon, the Navy is increasing an effort to remediate the EPA standards in private well waters near NAS Pensacola, Naval Air Station, Corey Station, and Soffley Field. The project has been in the works since 2019, and in September, the Department of Defense set new policies that prioritize cleanup actions for federal drinking water. The Navy has already begun testing the water and alerting homeowners whose private wells may be affected. A meeting is scheduled this afternoon at St. Anne Catholic Church that will be from 5 to 7 p.m.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Alrighty, first up, we've got two games on the NHL playoff schedule tonight. The Washington Capitals hosting the Carolina Hurricanes for game one of their series. And later, it's the Vegas Golden Knights welcoming in the Edmonton Oilers for game one. Yesterday, the Toronto Maple Leafs took a 1-0 series lead over our Florida Panthers.
4:35, News Radio 92.3, the second leg of horse racing's Triple Crown just lost some of its luster. Joe Morgan has the details.
Horse racing fans will have to wait until next year for a chance to witness history. Sovereignty, the winner of last weekend's Kentucky Derby, will not run in the Preakness Stakes, officials announced Tuesday. Trainer Bill Mott told Preakness officials the plan was for Sovereignty to enter the Belmont Stakes, the third leg of the Triple Crown, which will take place on June 7th at Saratoga Racecourse. It's the first time the Kentucky Derby winner will not race in the Preakness since Rich Strike in 2022. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And the worlds of sports and politics kind of colliding on Capitol Hill. A hearing led by Senator Ted Cruz looking at the rise of streaming services that carry the games. The Texas Republican says that in the late 60s, Congress passed the Sports Broadcasting Act, and it gave leagues antitrust immunity when it came to negotiating broadcasting deals. That could be changing. The NFL is accused of being too aggressive with its growing streaming strategy, which offers games on new nights.
Okay, off to the NBA. The New York Knicks and Boston Celtics played their first match of the second round of the NBA playoffs Monday. Joe Morgan comes back and he has the details on this.
It turns out attempting 63-pointers in a playoff game has some downside. The defending champion Celtics missed an NBA playoff record 45 threes and coughed up a 20-point third-quarter lead in a 108-105 overtime loss to the Knicks Monday night in Game 1 of the second-round series. New York, which lost all four games against Boston during the regular season, got 29 points each from Jalen Brunson and OG Anunoby. Mikal Bridges stole the ball from Jaylen Brown with a second left in overtime to seal the victory for the Knicks. Celtics star Kristaps Porzingis played just 13 minutes due to an illness and didn't return after halftime. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
4:37, News Radio 92.3. The NBA's Coach of the Year has been announced.
Kenny Atkinson has had quite the impact on the Cavaliers. In his first season as head coach in Cleveland, Atkinson led the Cavaliers to an Eastern Conference best 64 wins, 16 more than last year, and a number one seed in the playoffs. And he's been rewarded. The NBA named Atkinson the Coach of the Year on Monday, becoming the third Cavaliers coach to win the award, joining Bill Fitch and Mike Brown. The Cavaliers lost the opening game of their second round series on Sunday, falling to the Pacers at home. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Yeah, speaking of that series, that is one of two games we will see in the NBA postseason scene tonight. Cavaliers hosting the Pacers for game two of their back and forth. Also later, we have the Minnesota Timberwolves starting their series against the Golden State Warriors.
Okay, an American climber has died on one of the world's tallest peaks. Jonathan Savage is in with more on this.
Alexander Panko was trying to conquer Mount Makalu in Nepal when he died. The 39-year-old, who was from Chicago, was descending between camps during acclimatization when he suffered from suspected cardiac arrest. Nepal's mountaineering department says they're now trying to bring his body down from the slopes of the world's fifth highest peak. Panko is described as being a highly experienced climber. He had leukemia and was raising money to help youngsters with blood cancer at Chicago's Lurie Children's Hospital. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is
Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Prevagen. Prevagen, made for your brain. Nikola Jokic last night had 42 points, 22 rebounds, and 6 assists to become the fourth player in NBA postseason history to record at least 40 points, 20 rebounds, and 5 assists in a game. The crazy part is these video game stat lines just feel normal at this point for the three-time NBA MVP. I think I currently love the most about the Joker is the vocal role he's taken on since the firing of Mike Malone, and at times it looks like Denver has a player coach, which just further adds to his greatness. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $32.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. In-store only. Limit supply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, there's a new salmonella outbreak linked to backyard poultry, and what they're trying to say is linked to chickens.
Yep.
Lisa Brady has the details.
Federal health officials say at least 7 people have been sickened in 6 states, all with the same strain of salmonella after contact with backyard poultry. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention still investigating the specific source, but saying it's a type of salmonella traced to hatcheries in the past. An outbreak linked to backyard poultry that ended last year spread to 48 states and more than 400 people, including one death. 2 of the new cases are in Missouri, and there's one each in Florida, Illinois, Utah, Wisconsin, and South Dakota. The CDC recommends washing hands for 20 seconds after touching birds or their supplies or collecting eggs, and using a pair of shoes or boots in the coop that are not worn in the house. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And New York's 2 Democratic U.S. senators calling on Republicans to take action following more layoffs in the 9/11 health program. Senator Chuck Schumer says that 16 people got let go Friday night following previous cuts to the program that provides medical treatment for roughly 137,000 responders and survivors of the September 11th attacks. He and Senator Kristen Gillibrand calling on Republicans to join them in rejecting any budget that doesn't fully fund the program. Schumer says the cuts are jeopardizing the health care of 9/11 heroes.
441 News Radio 92.3 President Trump signing a number of health-related executive orders at the Oval Office today. Jackie Heinrich is at the White House with the details.
Healthcare was the big primary focus. One of the biggest executive orders that the president signed has to do with banning gain-of-function research, federal funding for gain-of-function research, which he says is responsible for the COVID pandemic. The order also empowers U.S. research agencies to identify and eliminate funding for other biological research that they say could pose a hazard to public health or safety.
And we're celebrating some pretty important people today. It's National Teacher Appreciation Day, but in addition, it's also National Nurses Day, marking the first day of National Nurses Week. The week ends May 12th on the birthday of the late Florence Nightingale, who was widely recognized as the founder of modern nursing.
Okay, a certain batch of tomatoes is getting recalled. Lisa Brady tells us which one in House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. Tomatoes, distributed by a South Carolina-based company, are being recalled over bacteria contamination concerns. The Food and Drug Administration says the Williams Farms Repack Company recalled various size weights, layered packaging, loose and trays of tomatoes sent to sellers in Georgia, North Carolina, and South Carolina. The FDA says the recall comes amid concerns that tomatoes may be contaminated with salmonella. The tomatoes were distributed between April 23rd and April 28th. For a list of sizes and lot codes, see the Food and Drug Administration recall site for Williams Farms Repack. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And a study shows increased tax income is connected with the chances of dying from cancer. It shows as tax income increases, so does the, or excuse me, it shows that as tax income increases, so does the increase in cancer screening rates, as well as a decrease in cancer mortality rates. Researchers used tax data from a recent 23-year-old period for their study, and it shows for every $1,000 increase in tax revenue per capita, that population had a more than 1.5% increase in colorectal cancer screening and a 2% increase in breast cancer screening.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is a real fine day today. Temps pushing close to 80, around 78 or so. Austin Price in just a few minutes here with that five-day forecast and a look at the chances of rain coming up throughout the rest of this week. President Trump is banning federal funding for the type of virus research that was blamed for the COVID pandemic. Jared Halpern has more. He's at the White House.
An executive order from President Trump significantly limits U.S. funding for gain-of-function research conducted overseas and empowers U.S. agencies to end federal funding for other biological research posing a public health or national security threat.
There's always a danger that in doing this research, it might leak out just by accident even and cause a pandemic.
National Institutes of Health Director Dr. Jay Bhattacharya joined President Trump for the executive order signing. The president also signed an order intended to streamline U.S. pharmaceutical production. He says tariffs on drugs made overseas will be announced in the next few weeks. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
All righty, it's 4:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, as I promised, has a look at weather and local traffic together.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, got some backups at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway still. Also have some on North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. We did have an accident reported there earlier this afternoon that could be lingering some of the backups there. Also have some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard in the Tiger Point area. As for the weather, at least on a local scale, 78 degrees, low of 70 tonight with increasing rainfall chances that will bleed into the next several days. Wednesday's high is going to be 80. The low is going to be 69.
Okay, you know, we're just a couple of weeks away from the start of hurricane season, and NOAA is getting prepared. And they're waiting, actually, new high-tech aircraft to track storms ahead of the season. Brandy Campbell is in Lakeland, Florida this afternoon.
This Tuesday, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration shows us what tools they have available to help pinpoint the strength and track of any storms to develop this hurricane season. On Fox Weather, we're getting a close-up look at the P3 Hurricane Hunter aircraft and the tools on board. We're also learning about what's coming soon as the next generation of Hurricane Hunter aircrafts are in the works. Captain Nate Kahn spoke with us about them.
They are C-130 Hercules aircraft that will be contracted to be modified to basically replace our fleet to ensure our capability still exists.
He says those will likely be phased in around 2030. In Lakeland, Florida, I'm Brandy Campbell for Fox Weather.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Electronic Arts topped fiscal fourth quarter bookings estimates today, and shares rose roughly 7% on the news. The video game maker says it expects bookings to range between $7.6 billion and $8 billion for the fiscal 2026 year. The U.S. trade deficit in goods and services soared to a record $140.5 billion in March. Year-to-date, the deficit has increased by nearly 93% as companies and consumers import goods before President Trump's tariffs increase on July 6th. Microsoft today introducing two next-generation Copilot Plus PCs that can run AI models without using the Internet. The Surface Pro and laptop start at $799 and $899, respectively. On Wall Street, stocks were lower, with the Dow falling nearly 400 points and the NASDAQ off the pace by more than 150. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, the Navy's Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral James Kilby, spoke recently at a Washington, D.C. defense conference about the Navy's priorities. Kevin Yurinsky was there and has more in this Securing America.
Admiral Kilby said we are quickly reaching a key turning point in time for control of the seas and beyond.
We are responding to a call from our adversary, China, who said we want to be ready in 2027. Therefore, the United States Navy, and I would argue our military, must be ready.
Admiral Kilby says for the Navy, the key is not only building more ships, but making sure what we already have is ready to go.
80% combat surge ready aircraft, submarines, and ships.
The Admiral says America and its allies have to create dilemmas and problems for the Chinese to deal with. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
And many parents are rethinking the number of children they can afford due to rising costs associated with raising children. According to a recent LendingTree survey, 77% of respondents said that raising children has been more expensive than they expected, and 46% of parents with young children said that they have fewer kids due to financial constraints. LendingTree says that the cost of raising a child is nearly $300,000. Data shows the annual cost of raising a kid has jumped 36% over the past 2 years, and it comes as the Trump administration is reportedly considering a $5,000 cash baby bonus.
I would have to say that they probably didn't survey enough parents, active parents, and ask those questions. Hey, does it cost a lot of money to have kids?
Questions like that. It does. It's a pretty penny.
And the answer's pretty definitive. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't trade it for the world. Applications open tomorrow, 8 a.m. for 14 Escambia County Habitat Homes. Pensacola Habitat selling the available properties. This is to eligible buyers at or below 80% of the area median income. Applications for these homes will open on Wednesday, 8 a.m. again. If you'd like some more information on this, go to Pensacola Habitat, the website there, and they'll fill you in.
All right, and the U.S. trade deficit hit a record in March as companies raced to import goods ahead of new tariffs. Government figures show the trade gap rose by 14% to more than $140 billion for the month. The larger-than-expected jump comes as businesses rush to lock in cheaper prices on foreign products before the start of those aforementioned tariffs. And so far this year, the trade deficit has spiked more than 90% compared to the same period in 2024.
Let's not forget about the summer concert series this evening. Bands on the Beach will take the stage at the Casino Beach Pavilion, 7 o'clock. The Astronauts are on stage tonight. Bring your beach chair and blankets. Leave the pets and glass at home.
All righty, 4:50 here. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll take one last quick break. Back in just a couple minutes with some more frivolous pop culture notes for you. So that was actually a good segue by Chris there. We'll just get some of the more lighthearted stuff as we ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital. I would like to invite you and your friends to tune in to the all-new Pet Talk, where I'll be answering all your questions live on air. Tune in Thursday at 9:30. See you groovy people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Not everyone who handles your personal information is as careful as you are, which might explain why there's a victim of identity theft every 5 seconds in the United States. Fortunately, there's LifeLock. LifeLock will monitor hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. And if your identity's stolen, a U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save 40% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code at LifeLock.com. LifeLock, for the threats you can't control, terms apply.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the FHSAA and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the Escambia County plan to fund 5 new or rehabilitated fire stations, the conflict between the county and the Escambia Children's Trust over whether almost $500,000 ought to go to some program or ought to go to parks and streetlights and sidewalks. Talked with Santa Rosa County Administrator Brad Baker about several of the economic development projects continuing to go on in Santa Rosa County. And Sheriff Simmons stopped by to talk about law enforcement in Escambia County. Listen to all the conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right, 4:53, News Radio 92.3. Paul McCartney's animated film has finally got its cast members together. I know they've been working on this for quite a while. Michelle Polino has the report.
Celine Dion, Himesh Patel, and Hannah Waddingham are set to voice characters in Paul McCartney's animated film, High in the Clouds. Idris Elba, Lionel Richie, and Ringo Starr have also joined the 3D animated feature. The film adapts McCartney's popular children's book. The story follows a teenage squirrel on a quest to liberate music after accidentally starting a revolution against a bossy diva owl who has banned all music from his town. The film explores themes of family and freedom of expression through music. McCartney himself has written original songs for the film. Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
And the Sean Diddy Combs sex crimes trial ongoing as jury selection takes place. Combs is facing life in prison on a number of charges, including sex trafficking and racketeering in New York City. Prosecutors alleged a star rapper threatened and coerced women for sex.
How long has that trial been going? They're just now picking the jury?
Yeah, we've just been hearing a lot of stories about what his lawyers have said, the claims that he's denying. He's not going to take a deal. It's just been a lot of, like, preemptive stuff before the case even gets underway.
All right. I mentioned to you a second ago, Bands on the Beach tonight, Astronauts on stage at 7. Also, getting ready for Bands of the Blackwater. This is Friday night. The band with six-piece suits is going to be on stage over there. And then Thursday night, St. Christopher's Thursday night concert series returns this week. The Lads. This is a band featuring British rock from the 60s and 70s. Pier 6 o'clock on the North 12th Avenue stage. Harrison Ford really likes his latest role. Let's find out why.
Harrison Ford praised his Yellowstone prequel 1923's second season ending at a Los Angeles four-year consideration event, calling it fantastic and very tight storytelling. Ford, who plays patriarch Jacob Dutton opposite Helen Mirren's Kara, told The Hollywood Reporter it was the densest script and work he's had in a long, long time. The finale featured Alex finally reaching Montana, where she gives birth to her and Spencer Dutton's baby John. Before she herself dies, the infant appears to be the direct link to Kevin Costner's John Dutton III in Yellowstone. Mirren found it very interesting that the future of Yellowstone is left in this tiny baby in the arms of two older people. Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
I feel like we should have done a spoiler alert on that one. Yeah. 4:55, heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. What is going on?
Well, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Pensacola Christian Academy, where students thrive in a safe environment designed to build a solid foundation. You can learn more at enrollpca.com/radio. Looking at the roads here, Chris, do have some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard in the Tiger Point area. That should not be much of a surprise. Also have some issues on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and a little bit of backups at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile. As for the weather, sitting at around 78 degrees, low of 70 tonight with increasing chances of rainfall that will span over the course of the next several days into your weekend. Wednesday's high is going to be 80 with a low of 69.
A country music star is getting special recognition later this week. You think you know who it is?
I don't know.
Here it is.
Keith Urban is set to receive the prestigious Triple Crown Award at the 60th Annual ACM Awards. The honor will be presented during Thursday's ceremony, marking an achievement only 11 previous artists have attained. The Triple Crown recognizes artists who have won New Artist, Artist of the Year in their category, and Entertainer of the Year. Urban qualified with wins in 2001, 05, 06, and 2019. Urban becomes the first non-American Triple Crown winner. Born in New Zealand and raised in Australia, Urban kicks off his High and Alive World Tour May 22nd in Orange Beach, Alabama. The ACM Awards are hosted by Reba McEntire. They stream live on Prime Video at 8 Eastern Thursday. Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
Well, with sovereignty being out of the Kentucky Derby Preakness succession to go for the Triple Crown. It's good to know that Keith Urban's in the running. Also, speaking of musical artists, rapper YNW Melly is looking to post bond ahead of his double murder retrial in the Sunshine State. According to court documents, the rapper, whose real name is Jamel Demons, or Demons, I don't know if that's how you say it, he was scheduled for an Arthur hearing today, during which defendants seek bond for offenses typically not bondable. He is accused of shooting and killing his friends in 2018. He had a mistrial 2 years ago, and his second double murder trial is scheduled to begin on September 10th. If convicted, he could face the death penalty.
Fans of Grand Theft Auto are going through a meltdown this week, as we mentioned.
They sure are.
Being delayed. Yes, fresh off it announced the delay of the year, Rockstar Games is attempting to kind of reposition Grand Theft Auto 6 with a second trailer. Here we go.
Unlike the first trailer, which introduced one of the protagonists, Lucia, this time we follow her lover, Jason.
I'm here for Lucia Caminos. She's supposed to be getting out.
What's your name?
Jason Duvall.
I've seen you here before.
You might have.
The story starts with Jason Duvall and Lucia Caminos in the middle of a criminal conspiracy stretching across the state of Leonida, a fictional stand-in for Florida, when an easy score goes wrong. We learn about Lucia's time in prison, the crime happening in Vice City, the stand-in for Miami, and their heists and love story. The game expected to release in May 2026. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
Yeah, this was probably done, especially with all the timing, this was probably set to be done to keep people invested, keep people's spirits up about the delay, but also so they had an official trailer out with the updated release date.
Okay, big important meeting tonight. Navy's increasing an effort to remediate the EPA standards in private well waters near NAS Pensacola, Corey Station, softly filled. The project has been in the works since 2019. In September, the Department of Defense set new policies that prioritize cleanup actions for the federal drinking water. The Navy's already begun testing the water and alerting homeowners whose private wells may be affected. That meeting over at St. Anne Catholic Church gets underway at 5 o'clock. So if you want to check it out, do so. Coming up in less than 12 minutes more, local news and sports. News Radio 92.3. Thanks for having us on.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.